It's 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Word coming in this morning that actor Louis Gossett Jr., the first black man to win Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars, has died. Gossett won his Academy Award for the film An Officer and a Gentleman. He was 87. In Maryland, it's now a round-the-clock effort to clear the debris of the collapsed Key Bridge and the container ship that crashed into it so the vital port in Baltimore can be reopened.
4 days after the catastrophic collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, the Herculean task of clearing the wreckage is underway. The U.S. Navy sending three giant cranes to the scene to help remove debris from the steel-encased Dolly cargo ship. The Army Corps of Engineers mobilizing 1,000 personnel.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on the scene. A new measure on inflation shows it's continuing to ease. The government reporting that consumer prices slipped last month from the month before. Compared to a year earlier, though, prices were up 2.5%. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's revenue secretary is stepping down soon. Peter Barco was first appointed in 2019. He'll leave office April 9th. Before that, he represented the Kenosha area in the State Assembly in the U.S. House. He worked in the Small Business Administration during the Clinton administration. Healthcare providers are signing people up in Wisconsin for Medicare and Medicaid. Christine Huberty is with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources. She says it's mostly for older people with disabilities.
First and foremost, look at the provider network restrictions and look at what's available in your area.
But only about 3 in 10 people who qualify for dual eligible special needs plans were enrolled in 2021. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Indian Lake County Park will close for a month as crews install a pedestrian underpass and make other highway renovations. The park will be off limits from April 22nd to May 22nd. The renovations are part of the Dane County Parks Department's plans to improve accessibility. The centerpiece will be a pedestrian underpass connecting the park to Halfway Prairie Wildlife Area. There will be more trails, more parking, and better access to amenities. Election Day is Tuesday. 10 of 37 members of the Dane County Board are not running for re-election. District 34 Supervisor Patrick Miles tells Channel 15 the pandemic is a factor. He says board members who came on back then didn't meet in person for a long time. He says he thinks people aren't running again because the experience wasn't what they expected. Dane County Board supervisors serve 2-year terms with elections in even-numbered years. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
The Bucks lose in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Pelicans, 107-100. New Orleans led by as much as 18 and played a very physical kind of game. The Bucks' Malik Beasley had 6 3-pointers, but it wasn't enough.
I don't know, it was a tough game, so it doesn't really matter if we lose. I like winning. I'd rather hit 1 3 than hit whatever I hit and win. So it's frustrating, but, you know, we'll finish the season off right.
They play the Hawks in Atlanta tomorrow night. College basketball, the Badgers women's team with a decisive win over Illinois State, 86-61. They advanced to the Great Eight in the WNIT. Wisconsin's Sanya Copeland leading with 18 points. Baseball, the Brewers open the season in New York against the Mets. Pat Murphy on what he's learned going from being the bench coach to becoming the team's manager.
The game's evolving, and it behooves you to evolve with it. But, yeah, my eyes have been wide open.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a little warmer today. Partly cloudy, 55 this afternoon, with clouds gradually increasing here by late this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain, maybe even a thunderstorm. Some places could get a couple tenths, even a quarter inch of rain. Our low down to 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome paranormal investigator Todd Michaels and music and movie producer Wendy Schneider. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And you know, Jessica, Trump took a mental acuity test and aced it. Why won't Biden?
Well... This mental acuity test, which included identifying animals and counting backwards by a factor of 7, is something they give to people that have been in traumatic accidents.
Jessica Tarloff, we got to give her a shout out.
Yeah.
Doing literally the Lord's work.
She is.
I'm too much of a pussy to even go on Fox News anymore, as you know, Chris.
Well,
I deliberately try to get thrown off, and the last time I, mission accomplished.
Yeah. They haven't asked you back since you got thrown
off. No, I can't. As you probably know, my gastrointestinal tract cannot take even watching Fox, let alone being on it. So go, Jessica Tarloff. One more.
Think about where we were before the State of the Union, when it was what everyone was talking about. Ezra Klein came out with that piece saying, it's not going to work. You should just resign a hero. And because Biden has been out there in the last week, he's visited seven.
The American people feel better about Biden since he was jagged up in the State of the Union?
He wasn't jagged up, and this accusation that he was on drugs is a little absurd. But yeah, I do feel that, and it's reflected in the polling on it, how much money he's fundraising and the kind of campaign that he's running. He's been to every single swing state since the State of the Union. You can see it. Donald Trump has said that rally in Ohio. Otherwise, he has been in courtrooms and he's been golfing.
Mm-hmm. I love it. They just, so it's not Sleepy Joe anymore. It's Jacked Up Joe.
Mm-hmm. Jacked Up
yes,
Joe.
That's the new one.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
They can't decide what he is.
No. Can I just say? In $26 million, bitches, from the
one night
triple president fundraiser last
just a
night.
Few hours
in New York. I know, right?
Yep.
But I was so struck by this. Biden to pro-Palestinian protesters interrupting him. They have a point. We need to get more care into Gaza. As who else pointed out? Seth Abramson said, when protesters show up to a President Biden event, he asks security to be patient with them. And if he thinks what they're saying is correct, he says from the stage, as he did here, they have a point.
Yep.
Donald
mm-hmm.
Trump urges his supporters to beat protesters to a pulp.
Yep.
Two completely different men who no voter should have any difficulty whatsoever distinguishing between. I think Jody got the one, the 15 protesters.
Everybody deserves health care. Be patient with them. They have a point. We need to get a lot more care into the process.
Amen. This is the thing that drives me crazy, Jody, when people do the lesser of two evils and blah. He is not evil. He is as good
not.
A man as Lynn. I got you to get this old Lindsey Graham audio. He is as good a man as we have ever had in this office.
Mm-hmm.
He is a deeply, deeply decent man. And I love the way President Obama dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, to the same protester, no, listen. You can't just talk and not listen. That's what the other side does. Thank you. Mm-hmm. He said, and it's possible for us to understand that it's possible to have a moral clarity and have deeply held beliefs, but still recognize the world is complicated. It's hard to solve these problems. The reason why I originally selected Joe Biden to be my vice president, the reason I think he was one of the best vice presidents we ever had, and the reason why I think he's been an outstanding president is because he has moral conviction and clarity, but he's also willing to acknowledge the world is complicated. He's willing to listen to all sides in this debate and every other debate and try to see if we can find common ground. That's the kind of president I want.
Yep.
I just saw, you know, bits and pieces. But I just thought, you know, Joe Biden last night saying, they asked what the stakes are. I think our democracy is at stake. I mean, that's it, yep. Period.
Yeah.
Barack Obama said, I think it's worth adding, it's not just the negative case against the presumptive nominee on the other side. It's the positive case for somebody who's done an outstanding job. That's the message we have to keep putting out there. Bill Clinton said, I'll tell you what's old. What's old is the United States of America. We're the oldest, we're the longest lasting free democracy in the history of the world. One of our Republican predecessors, Dwight Eisenhower, said he worried when times got tough and arguments got hot, Americans would be strong enough to preserve our democracy. That's what this election is going to be about. And then Stephen Colbert said, lightning round here. Do any of you have plans to sell golden sneakers or $60 Bibles? Show of hands. anyway, I was just remembering this Lindsey Graham audio because I thought it just stop already with the I'm not excited about either. They're both. I don't know. Lesser of two evils. Joe Biden is as good a man as Donald Trump is evil. There has never been less a case of both sides do it. This is Lindsey Graham when he was speaking
2016.
Truth. Yeah, this was 2016.
The bottom line is, if you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation, because what's not to like?
Yeah.
Here's what I can tell you: that life can change just like that.
So when is Lindsey going to do this self-evaluation?
Yeah, one more.
Don't take relationships for granted. I called him after Bo died, and he basically said, well, Bo was my soul. We've talked for a long time. He came to my ceremony and said some of the most incredibly heartfelt things that anybody could ever say to me. And he's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics.
There you go.
He's crying. He was crying, talking about how good a man Joe Biden is.
He is as good a man as God ever created. And we don't agree on much. But I think he's been dealt a really gut blow. I think he focuses on what he's got to do, not what he lost. His heart's been ripped out, but he's going to make sure that the other members of his family is well taken care of. And he started talking about his grandkids. More worried about them than anything.
So the President Biden was asked about Lindsey. This is not
when Lindsey first got elected. He asked whether he could travel with me internationally because I was doing a lot. I was John McCain. He used to argue like hell, but we're each other's friends. John asked me to do his eulogy literally on his deathbed when I kissed him goodbye, and he died shortly thereafter. I don't know, quite frankly, what's gotten into Lindsey.
One more.
I don't know what happened. You remember when I was down here when Fritz Hollings asked to have the courthouse renamed after the federal judge rather than him? And if you go back and look at that, all the incredible things Lindsey said about me at the time as well. He knows me better. He knows my kids. He knows me. He knows John. He knows his children. He knows my wife. I can't figure it, but I don't have any time to hold a grudge.
Yet another difference between him and
Donald. Or spray paint himself or put on a girdle and ridiculous ferret on his head. Okay. Not referring to anybody.
No, not at all.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, that'll be the history of our time when it's written, right? What has happened to Lindsey Graham, to this version of the Republican Party? It is just, okay, to the point where this Baltimore, any tragedy is turned, into what Biden did wrong or root against America. Angry staffer tweets, and just like that, all the right-wing epidemiologists and neurologists turned into marine mechanics, propulsion experts, and structural engineers overnight. I mean, right? How is this bad for America? You know, so we can blame it on Biden,
right?
Right? Walter Masterson tweets, as the CEO of Antifa, I would like to commend MAGA on exposing our plot. The 100-ton Singaporean cargo ship that rammed the Baltimore Bridge, built in 1970, was a direct result of DEI open borders, fentanyl, and Taylor Swift, not to mention a deliberate attempt to distract us from... I can't remember what the... Oh, it got cut off, whatever the last thing is. Okay. Donald Trump's trials, I'm going to say,
yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, the Mayor Scott of Baltimore was on with Joy Reid yesterday, because it's just, we keep saying, I said to Joy when we just had her on a couple weeks ago, racist dog whistle's gone.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's just foghorn now, right? This is the mayor.
I know, and we all know, and you know very well, that black men and young black men in particular have been the boogeyman for those who are racist and think that only straight, wealthy white men should have a say in anything. We've been the boogeyman from them since the first day they brought us to this country. And what they mean by DEI, in my opinion, is duly elected incumbent. We know what they want to say, but they don't have the courage to say the N-word. And the fact that I don't believe in their untruthful and wrong ideology, and I am very proud of my heritage and who I am and where I come from, scares them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. One more.
So I have to talk about those lives that we lost. Those folks came to this country to fulfill the American dream, the dream that they say should exist for everyone, but they really mean just for them. They were working, filling potholes in the middle of the night so all of us used that bridge could transit, had better transit. This port is one of the most important, not just in the U.S., but in the world. And these folks that depend on these jobs, we are going to be working very quickly along and following the lead of our federal government, our state government, supporting in every way we can to get this port open back up. But we have to do that safely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And one last one.
To make sure that nothing else happens in the getting it back up and working. We're going to do that each and every day. Everybody is working here together. We're ignoring all the conspiracy theorists, everyone who's playing bridge engineer at home, who's never even taken a class on engineering, and understanding that what this is about is showing the world once and again that Baltimore can't be broken, that our spirit is strong, and we will rebuild together and honor those who we lost.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was not even a pause, you know, while they were still looking for bodies. You know, they were with these ridiculous conspiracy theories. Oh, by the way, Uncle Rob Reiner, sexy liberal, who I'm sure will join us for Sex Liberal, as he always does. He tweets, I'm in the midst of shooting a sequel to This Is Spinal Tap. As much as I'd like Taylor Swift to do a cameo in the film, I'd give anything for her to endorse Joe Biden. She would virtually single-handedly save American democracy. Mm-hmm. Well, she did last time, and I think it's pretty clear she's for Biden. But, yeah, I agree. That would be fantastic. And also, if Uncle Rob would bring her along to a sexy liberal, whichever one he does here in L.A., it doesn't matter. Either, you know, or maybe sometimes Rob's done New York, too. Or D.C., either one. You just check the, I don't know, if you've checked the Swifty schedule.
Isn't she overseas right now?
Oh, I don't, well, right now. We've got 15 cities. I'm sure we can work it out.
Tour every day.
Right. What?
She doesn't tour every day. She goes to the Super Bowl
Sundays. Yeah, exactly.
Well, but she came from
Find
a show.
Find out when the Swifty concerts are and when the football games are. We'll figure it out. We'll move the sexy liberal schedule around if we have to.
Oh, we will?
Speaking of giant crowds.
Oh.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Liz Cheney in Des Moines last night. If you think people aren't paying attention, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. That had to make you know who mad.
It was a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Rachel Bitticoffer, our friend, says at some point all the Biden will lose doomsayers need to explain why Democrats are putting up 20 points in swing races in Alabama. Yeah. And here's a little time. Kyle Griffin said 70% of registered voters say it should be possible to charge a former president with a federal crime for alleged crimes committed while in office. According to a new Quinnipiac poll, just 24% disagree. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say we are still a nation of laws. Mm-hmm. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Just me? Okay. Like, look at this fine American. Some fine American named Mark Hamill.
What? Who's that?
Said, hey,
I've heard of him.
Stephanie
he
Miller's
familiar.
Show and Debbie for Florida. I love this woman. I happily endorsed her and sent a donation. It has nothing to do with despising Rick Scott ever since I can remember. Hey, Florida, please vote for at Debbie for Florida. We had Representative Debbie Marcussell.
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 Marcussell Powell.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear that that interview again, yes, it will be a part of this weekend's Happy Hour podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Nice plug.
Nice plug.
That was very well done.
Yes, and Mark Hamill thought the same thing, thought it was a fantastic interview, and he supports her and urges you to as well.
That's right.
Because he is Luke Skywalker, and you are the droids he's looking for.
She will be teamed with Victor Shi on the podcast.
That's hooray! Fantastic. The official stem cell of the Stephanie Miller
show. Right.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Moody. Oh, I just got it. I got a new shipment. I swear the dogs know what it is, because you know you get a lot of packages, but they know what that is. It's a rectangular, right? It's six bags. They're like, wow, 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 wow. It's like Dino when, you know, Fred would come home. It's that. Like that. Yeah. They keep running past the same background over and over again to get to the Dr. Marty's.
Rock tree.
House, rock tree.
Dr. Marty's. Rock tree. Dr. Marty's. Okay. They love it. I'm telling you, raw, freeze-dried. I love it because it's pantry safe, shelf-stable, dry to the touch. It's raw, freeze-dried. It packs in all that flavor, turkey, beef, duck, a bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It is so good for them, and they go crazy for that flavor. Some people, you know what? You can put water in it if you want to moisten it, but my doggies like it just as is.
All right.
But I'm just saying, right now you can get 54% off your first order of the best dog food in the world, Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Oh, no. Go to Dr. Marty, DrMartyPets.com/Miller, or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed High Impact Protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of High Impact Protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include like beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
That makes me sweat.
Yeah.
You're sweaty in this room.
David in Miami. Hello, David. Hello.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Many of us will be watching the Ten Commandments Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. That's
great.
Fun.
But some of us will be watching the X-Men cartoon with some of the original voices.
Chris has arranged his whole weekend around the Ten Commandments thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Excellent film.
I mean, Exodus, Gods and Kings are good, too. But as Shula Singh reminds us, liberals are the mutants. We are more highly evolved, and that means, you know, finding ways to stand up for everybody. Otherwise, we're just, well, overpowered and, you know, fighting one another for what, giant egos? And yes, there is a villain called the Blob that looks suspiciously like Trump. Also, the villain Mojo, who's all about what's on TV.
For those
and his hair looks suspiciously, you know, quaffed.
If only Travis were here to listen to this.
Yeah. Well, for those of us that grew up, the Blob was one of the most frightening things. The whatever that 70s movie was. That was
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes was excellent.
Oh, by the way, there's... Yes! By the way. Hold, please.
Oh.
Where is it?
I don't know.
What do you
did you lose
seek?
Something?
Hang on.
What do you need?
No, I got it. What do you seek? Did you know that there is a Twitter thing called Super 70 Sports that brings us the fun fact, because we've frequently stumbled down this rabbit hole. Actual chance of dying in quicksand is 0.000000000000001%.
Uh-huh.
The chance of dying in quicksand in every 70s kid's mind, 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, gosh.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I was afraid that I would get lost in the Bermuda Triangle, or if I got out of the Bermuda Triangle, I would stumble into quicksand.
There was quicksand. Yeah. There was a lot of quicksand.
And then there would
Bermuda
be a tarantula
triangle.
In the quicksand.
Yeah.
What, didn't Frances get stuck in quicksand on one of the shows that she
Oh, on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Yes.
We'll have to ask her about that when she comes up in a half hour.
They must not have quicksand in Finland, who is where the wealthy pay their taxes, was again named the happiest country in the world.
Okay.
We did not even make the top 10. Oh, we have dropped from the 20th happiest countries. You know what? I'm going to say it's because Lara Trump won't stop singing. I think that's what it is.
Just
right? When
really.
we get a new Walter.
So don't think, just jump.
Okay.
That's awful.
Because of you, Lara, we're no longer in the among the 20th happiest countries in the world. We are now ranking at number 23. Thanks, Lara. The researchers say this is driven in part by a decline in how Americans under 30 feel about their lives. Social connectedness data show peak loneliness for younger Americans. Finland, of course, number one again. than Denmark, Iceland, Sweden. Oh, I'm going to say because of Farfanuvin.
Well, yeah.
That's Germany.
Something. You know what? I'm going to say ABBA. You know why?
There you
I'm
go.
I'm going to say ABBA because ABBA that's, is the happiest band, the happiest music in the world. And Lara
Sweden.
Trump is dragging us down.
That's Sweden.
Yeah. Walter the Dog is helping us go back up again. I'm just going to say the top five countries are, you know, Scandinavian. I'm going to say because ABBA is my favorite Broadway show. The happiest music in the world.
You get to get up and dance and sing with them.
Finland is known for its design.
29 minutes after the hour, Fugle sang next.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Rockford, Illinois man faces 13 charges for Wednesday afternoon's killing spree. Four people were killed with a baseball bat and a knife. Seven more are badly hurt. Rockford Police Chief Carla Redd.
This cuts you at the root. I can't imagine what the families are going through.
Christian Soto admits to killing a friend, the friend's mother, a mail carrier, and a teenage girl in a span of about 20 minutes. All the rain and snow Wisconsin got in the past week are alleviating drought conditions in many parts of the state. It was the first time in 2 years that March rain totals were above average. Much of Wisconsin has been in a drought since 2022, including the entire state last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Two troubled Madison apartment complexes for the homeless may soon have new owners. A Dane County Board committee authorized the sales this week. Isthmus reports a nonprofit affordable housing developer plans to buy Rethke Terrace and Tree Lane apartments. They're part of Madison's Housing First initiative to give homeless people a place to live with support services on site. But both buildings generate a lot of 911 calls, and the city declared them public nuisances. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says Madison can be a model for the rest of Wisconsin for making homes more energy efficient. Granholm was in town yesterday. Wisconsin is getting $149 million from the Inflation Reduction Act to help homeowners take steps to save energy. People in Wisconsin can get up to a 30% tax credit for doing things like installing new windows or better insulation. That's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It is going to be a little warmer today. Partly cloudy, 55 this afternoon, with clouds gradually increasing here by late this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain, maybe even a thunderstorm. Some places could get a couple tenths, even a quarter inch of rain. Our low down to 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And Donald Trump's team says, why do we just have to take it as a given that this was illegal? Because that's what it says in the indictment. Don't we get to contest that? And Laura, that led to sort of the last point that we heard there, which is the question of when does this First Amendment issue get decided? And you heard the judge sort of say, well, why don't we, isn't the way we decide this is we put it in front of a jury and we let the jury decide at trial. Donald Trump's lawyer objected to that. He said, no, we'd like you to throw it out now. Why go through with the whole exercise of a trial if this indictment ultimately is going to be no good?
Yeah, why even bother with pretending we have a rule of law?
Why?
Bob Schooley tweets, I wonder to what degree journalists now self-censor themselves from asking uncomfortable topics because they know Trump will either flagrantly lie or brush it off as a nasty question. Thank you. God, I forgot that COVID question. There was a perfectly good, was it Peter? Who's the reporter from NBC, Jody, that said, during COVID, what do you say to Americans that are scared right now? Because I say that's a nasty question. You're a terrible reporter.
Yeah.
Peter Alexander.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know where I pulled that from.
Yeah, where did you pull that?
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done.
Sometimes weird things get stuck in my head.
All right, let me part the waters because personal comedy Jesus is here. You know, John, when Trump starts selling God Bless USA Bibles in the middle of Holy Week, I'm like, shh, no one gets to say anything until John Fugelsang says what he thinks. Your thoughts, sir?
Oh, dear.
Finally, a Bible that explodes into flames when you bring it inside a church. Am I not coming through now?
No, you're coming through. You're coming through. Sorry.
Am I not coming through?
Your beautiful face is frozen.
We are delayed.
Hello?
It's a delay thing.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. It's space shuttle. I'll log back on.
Hang on, and we'll log back on.
All right. Okay. We'll talk to someone else for a moment. Let's go to carry the four. Oh, how about Dan in New York? Hi, Dan.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
I'm a politically afraid and angry person. I'll be voting this year to protect my Social Security and Medicaid that I'm starting on this year.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had a song suggestion.
Okay.
This is for either Rocky Mountain Mike or for Auto-Tune Laura or for Walter the Dog. It's a song that Jody's aunt sang in a 1966 Japanese kaiju movie.
Oh, I know that movie.
And she knows it, I'm sure. It's when the words get stuck in my throat.
Wow.
It's a beautiful fake Bacharach kind of song.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that dusty reference. I thought I was in charge of all the really old, moldy references.
We like Burt Bacharach.
I do. I love Burt Bacharach. John Fugelsang has gone away again.
He went away.
Right? Because the minute you think you can have nice things again, they go away. Okay. You know what I could still have? I could have a truck horn. Hi, Rick.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay! How you guys doing?
Better now.
Happy Easter.
Oh, happy Easter to you. Are you having any Easter truck parade?
Well, I am heading to the shop because my truck got a bunch of lights like a Christmas tree because I bought the, Trump Bible and literally just went poof and just burned in front of my truck.
Oh, dear.
That's funny. Okay, John's back. Hi, John. Sorry, I didn't mean to use him like that, but I did.
Let's see if we got it now.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Yay.
Yay. You sound better.
Yay.
Finally, a Bible that explodes into flames when you bring it inside a church.
Yay.
Yeah, that's what I tried to say before.
We got it. I loved it. You retweeted, RNC may restrict NBC's access at the GOP convention. And you said, yes, they should punish NBC for not hiring the person that they just fired.
Right.
That is hilarious, you think.
Don't you people understand? We get to fire her. You don't get to fire her. We get to treat her like absolute garbage. And by the way, you only have 30 days to return, Rana, or you're stuck with her, NBC. Thought you should know.
There's that Trump impression, that Marlon Brando on Adderall with a head cold that I've been missing. Okay. On the Bible, you said it's fitting that Comb Over Caligula is selling God Bless USA Bibles inspired by the Lee Greenwood song, because Lee Greenwood's a bit like the Bible. MAGA knows nothing about either, because except for one or two of their greatest hits. Yes. And also, is it the Constitution right on the Bible, or how is that packaged?
I'm also selling Trump Chardonnay, and I turned it, the wine, into liberal tears. It's amazing. It's a miracle I do. I've got the loaves and fishes, but I've turned it into a fish-flavored taco bowl I'll be selling. And Peter can deny me three times. I don't give a... Even Jesus didn't autograph the Bible. Only me. Only I can autograph the Bible. Come
I mentioned
to me,
that...
Come unto me.
I want mine signed by both Corinthians. Is that possible or no?
I mean, they'll never run out of new ways to blaspheme, will they? And I, you know, what's the weird part about this, Steph? This same week, God started selling hideous gold sneakers, which I had no idea. So,
by the way, you tweeted, I like when fundamentalist Christians put the Ten Commandments in public schools so children will know God's offended by stealing, coveting thy neighbor's wife, coveting thy neighbor's goods, adultery, and bearing false witness. And then they tell these kids to support Donald Trump. Can I just say, as you know, I've not spawned. Any number of reasons why. Mostly my personality.
Not that you can recall.
But, you know, John, I've said this over and over to people like you that have had kids. This is just going to be the conundrum of our time for parents, is explaining Donald Trump, explaining a person that is everything you teach your kids not to be, and how
everything.
Then how come he got to be president, right? How do you explain that to your kids?
Don't lie and respect women. And don't be racist, and don't be a bully, and do your homework, and don't launder money for the Russians through New York real estate and expect to get away with it. I mean, everything we teach our children, and I had a
you only caught your kid doing that once, right?
I had a guy say to me, "What? How do you handle raising a boy when Donald Trump is president?" And I was like, I can't even handle raising a boy when Ben Affleck is Batman. I have no idea.
You are a delight. Have I ever mentioned that to you in the many, many years we've worked together?
No.
You are a complete and total delight. Pardon
me? Thank you.
I'm sorry.
The reason my audio is so poor, like my life, I'm in Napa Valley for the Napa Valley Comedy Festival. I'm headlining up there tonight at the Napa Valley Performing Arts Center.
Hooray. Wow. Hooray. Wow.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's 2 months after our sexy liberal show. I'm allowed to come back.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
Sexy Liberal. We're kicking off in 2 weeks, right, in Minneapolis. We're so excited. Oh, my God. Sexyliberal.com. We're working on all sorts of surprises that John and I just talked about right before. I can't even tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of special guests joining us, kicking it off in Minneapolis. Cliff Schechter will join us on panel there. We have more surprises coming. We have Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from Jurors joining us in Philly, which is next up. And, I'm working, I told you, special surprise for Albuquerque, Madison, on and on. So get 15 cities. Get it. Sexyliberal.com. All right. So
I keep inviting Republican congressmen to join us on stage, but they all keep quitting Congress. I don't know what to do.
And, well, they're also decidedly unsexy.
Yes.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. You tweeted Steve Bannon talks about how some people deserve to be in prison as karma does a pre-workout stretch.
I mean, come on. Like, I thought Trump Bibles were blasphemous chutzpah, but Steve Bannon discussing who needs to go to jail. And by the way, Steph, I'm worried about Steve Bannon. He doesn't look well. I don't know if you've noticed. He looks like his... He looks
does
like
he
his
look like gout got gout?
Well, he looks like an infected toe. Have you seen the man?
Yes.
I just worry.
Does he look like an alcoholic thumb?
He looks like the guy the strippers tell the bouncer to keep an extra eye on in the back of the club. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like the uncle who wants you to sit in his lap, but you're 15. He doesn't look right. I'm worried.
Wait, instead of me doing your jokes to you, I'll do Dana Goldberg. He looks like all the girls cover their drink when it comes around.
Absolutely.
So, just on our,
right-wing hypocrites.
Oh, this is Rowan County, North Carolina. That's the super ruby red county that my mom's nursing home was in.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A owner drove over 400 miles to engage in sex acts with a 15-year-old Rowan County girl.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Ohio. He's an Ohio Chick-fil-A. Drove 6.5 hours into North Carolina to engage in sex acts with a 15-year-old he'd been communicating with on social media. Mm-hmm. He admitted to the sexual acts and, quote, was concerned about losing his job as owner of the Chick-fil-A.
I would think.
Yeah. Not a drag queen in sight. Once again, not a drag queen in sight.
Yeah, but the gays will pay for that. The gays will pay.
Yes, exactly my point. That was what I was going to say. Speaking of which, who's the Lady Giant, Senator Giant Cross? Katie Britt. I forgot her name already.
Yes. Katie
Britt.
She's
my boo.
Is she your boo?
Senator Kitchen.
Oh, she's my boo and she's my bae.
Senator
as
from
well.
The kitchen.
She's my boo and my bae boo.
Republican from the
Senator
kitchen.
Senator K.
Yeah.
From K.
Senator R-K. Uh-huh. Kitchen.
She's put out another creepy message. And just returning to her State of the Union theme.
Really?
She said, when President Biden refuses to prioritize interior enforcement, every state is a border state and every city's a border city, including my hometown of Enterprise.
She lives on the Enterprise?
Yeah, she lives on the Enterprise.
Yeah.
How many more families will have to suffer before this administration finally reverses course?
Okay, one columnist said, Senator, whipping up fear of sexual violence from Brown...
Can I just say, Katie Britt is like the missionary position came to life as a person?
Columnist wrote, Senator, whipping up fear of sexual violence from brown people for political benefit has a history in our state, which you are now perpetuating. Please stop. Studies have shown repeatedly that immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than native-born citizens and are more likely to be a victim of crime, but this isn't what Britt
shows. That's
right.
Both undocumented and documented immigrants commit crimes at lower rates because fear of deportation. We're sentencing our criminals all wrong. Let's not put Trump in jail. Let's put Trump in another country.
Mm-hmm. I was just listening to a discussion about this morning on TV. John, again, it seems like one of the fights of 2024 is actual facts versus just, you know, people's, just their feels. You know, that this whole, they're running on this whole crime is up. I know I've seen some journalists, thank God, push back. Leslie Stahl, we played a clip that just said, no, crime is down. Murder's down. But this is what they're going to run on, the same kind of fear mongering and crime's out of control. And you can just, or we can, you know, they're running on the economy. When you go, we were at almost 15% unemployment when Donald Trump left. I mean, how do you personally, you know, how do you advise people to fight back on stuff that, no, crime is not way up and out of control. It's down under Biden.
I mean, we talk about this every night on the air. I mean, we have, look, journalists have a job to tell the truth. The media has a job to get ratings.
Right.
And the media misses Donald Trump. Journalists care about their country. The media care about their shareholders. So I worry all the time, but we have to keep on hammering it home. The media won't save us. Merrick Garland won't save us. Robert Mueller, Jesus, Barack Obama, Batman, Black Panther. I mean, it's all going to come down to huge voter turnout in seven states.
Yeah.
That's it. People who are too dumb to know who they want to vote for now are the ones who will decide the fate of the world.
Yep.
That's where we find ourselves.
And what is our Stephanie Miller Show drop, Chris? Taking back God, taking back the flag,
taking back America,
and all before breakfast.
Yes.
John Fugel saying, my ecclesiastical MOOC, my personal comedy Jesus, is a huge part of the taking back of God.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, just when we joke about the stupid Bible, Lee Greenwood dismissed backlash to Trump promoting his God Bless the USA Bible as just Trump haters. He said, I don't even believe people on the left hate religion. It's just Trump haters is all.
Yeah.
Well, people on the left also don't hate religion.
Right.
But, you know, I don't even know what to say about someone that thinks Donald Trump is godly in any way.
No, he's not. There, and again, this is all you say, guys. There is no Jesus-based justification for Donald Trump support. I ask every conservative, show me one teaching of Jesus this guy fights for. And if you ask them that question, you'll find out how little the person you're debating reads the Bible. He don't welcome the stranger. He don't pay his damn taxes. He don't have the state to take care of or nations care for the sick and care for the poor. I mean, the only way you can follow Donald Trump and Jesus is if you've never read either one of their books. So this is the biggest blasphemy,
so,
putting his name on this and Lee Greenwood lyrics. But also, they say the book is slim and large print. So how much of the Bible did they take out is my question.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire thing, it's the story of Lot having sex with his daughter over and over again. That's the only story, isn't it?
So Kellyanne Conway said something similar. First of all, she looks like she's maybe rejoining the Trump campaign. I love this part of the story. Conway stepped
like
away.
Ring wraith. He looks like a ring wraith from Middle Earth, but that's what she looks like.
Ring wraith.
Conway stepped away from the White House in 2020 to spend more time with her family.
Oh.
To fix her marriage?
Mm. That didn't go well.
Yeah, just like she's going to fix America. Mm-hmm. Right, she's reportedly considering an offer. But, you know, she said this thing recently, John. The Democrats are hostile to religion, and they're out jogging and having brunch instead of going to church.
Yeah.
I mean, while trying to like promote the most unchristian man we've ever seen in our body politic as president, really?
But Democrats let her. I'm sorry, but Democrats have ceded spirituality to these right wingers, and the media has ceded spirituality, and that's why, you know, I'm writing this whole book about this. I mean, if you grew up in the last few decades in this country, our TV would tell you that people like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson are what Christianity is all about. I mean, if you just knew about Christianity from TV, you'd assume that Jesus is against gay marriage and gay people at abortion. I mean, that's all you would get from watching the news. And in reality, it's the fault of the media for not asking these people, hey, Mike Pence, where in your holy book does Jesus drive the gay wedding cakes out of the temple? And it's the fault of the Democrats for letting Republicans get away with this. There's no teaching of Jesus they fight for. They vote for this unholy fondue of Caligula, the golden calf, and Barabbas.
John Fugelsang, author of the upcoming bestseller, Separation of Church and Hate,
yep.
Star of Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. Get your tickets now, sexyliberal.com. We love you, John Fugelsang. Have fun in Napa.
I love you. It's been a pleasure hearing every third word. I will
love you. Mwah. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde and Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Just I have to do it in the same way I talk to the doggies because they know when it's time to meet. Okay. Real food, that's the whole movement in pet food. I don't know if you've hoyed, but and don't get the one you got to store in the freezer and cut it open. It's wet and messy.
No, gross.
Blah. This is raw, freeze-dried, pantry safe, shelf stable. And that raw, you know, here's the thing. We've mentioned before, why don't they make the whole plane out of whatever they make the black box out of? You know, training treats are always raw, freeze-dried, like beef or liver or whatever. Why don't they raw, freeze-dry your dog's food? Dr. Marty does. What? Doy.
It's like having a bowl full of treats.
I mean, I don't know why no one else thought of this. They love this flavor, the raw freeze. Think about it. Would you blast your food on high heat for hours like they do kibble, and then all the flavor's gone, and it's like driveway gravel? No, you wouldn't, Chris. You would raw freeze and dry your protein. Do it. Right now, you can get 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend and a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver drunk treats. See? Raw freeze dry.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Dr. Marty knows what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. What's what and who's who. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me like I would be treated by any stranger on the street? Because I am not one of your fans.
They're coming to Chicago.
I want a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater, just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. A great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Chris LaBoy's Instagram muscles. They're actual muscles. They're not just on Instagram. But have you noticed how many times I like your things?
Now you do.
You're one in suspenders and shirtless in suspenders with somebody. And it's
suspenders?
You're wearing suspenders.
A tank top.
I don't know. I was looking at the muscles. Brought to you by Power Life High Impact
yes.
Protein. That's my point.
My whey protein.
My point is muscles.
She doesn't know cars or suspenders.
Right.
Fashion, not my thing.
No. Well.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? Power
yes.
Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Yes, the P90X guy. He got shingles because shingles doesn't care.
Oh,
shingles
no,
is a bastard person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he thought he wasn't going to make it. Now he's 65. He is feeling and looking better than ever because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. High Impact Protein. Available in a way.
What?
Or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. I mean, let's do this. MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS to save 30%. Jody and I are on the plant protein. Thanks for asking. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Or you could text FITNESS to 511-511. Today, these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in the code. Fitness. Oh, we're out. Goodness, I chatted too long. We're way out of time already. But you know what that means?
What?
It's time for the blackest hour in radio.
Oh, yeah.
As Frangela says, it's time for the Black Power Hour. It's time for my backup and my blackup.
That's right.
Let's do this. Fridays with Frangela. Next.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by a veteran.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.